All right, almost every single day, Donald Trump tops himself, not just with incoherent policy, but with absolutely manic posts on his Truth Social account. He shared, in the middle of the night, a post that alleges that Biden actually died back in 2020 and has since been a clone or a robot or something of the sort. We will flesh out whatever conspiracy theory is floating in just 1 second. But you know what makes me angry, especially angry, is that roughly a week ago, I went on Piers Morgan's show, and it was a 4v1 debate panel, and they began to press me over Biden's age, over Biden's cognitive decline. Now, I said, fairly, that there is a very valid conversation to be had about Biden's age, about the incentive structures in place for the people around him who maybe didn't want to admit it until the very last minute when he dropped out due to his age. This is a conversation that we can have sometime in the future. I don't really care about it now because the current president of the United States is cognitively declining and he may be schizophrenic. I'm not saying that to be cheeky or funny. Once I read this post to you, you'll understand what I mean. But I am more worried about the current president of the United States who, as a function of his cognitive decline, has ceded land of Vladimir Putin, has had such an unpredictable economic policy that small businesses don't even know what the hell to do. Are there going to be tariffs or duties imposed tomorrow? Nobody really knows. Who, as a function of his cognitive decline, is constantly alienating allies like Canada, like Greenland / Denmark, like the EU as a whole. It's a complete mess. Yet I go on these panels and they have the gall to ask me about President Biden. Again, we could talk about that. But we have to be having conversations that are balanced. I'm not going to talk about Biden when it's a panel of like Benny Johnson, you know, Lindy Lee, Tim Pool, Don Jr. I don't want some right-wing panel telling me about the future of the Democratic Party. These are conversations we need to have in a balanced way. That being said, let's balance things out. The mainstream media has currently been relentlessly talking about Biden. Let's jump into Trump's Truth Social because, again, Donald Trump shared a conspiracy, a baseless conspiracy that not only Biden died in 2020, but he was executed in 2020. I would like to show this to you in just 1 second. President Donald Trump has reposted a baseless conspiracy theory about former president and rival Joe Biden only like a week or two after Biden comes out and says that he has prostate cancer. We don't know how much longer Biden has left to live. You can safely make the assumption, I hope not, but you can safely make the assumption that the prostate cancer will shorten his lifespan. And off the back of that news, what Trump decides to do is say that he's executed or he was executed years ago. Let's go through. So 9 hours ago, Trump randomly posts, great playwright and filmmaker David Mamet just wrote an incredible new book, The Disenlightenment, Politics, Horror, and Entertainment. David is a special man and talent. Get his book now. I wonder what favor was done for Donald Trump to send that tweet because he always sends out these tweets when he knows he doesn't even know how to read. I do like David Mamet's work. Glengarry Glen Ross is a solid piece of work. I like that movie. If you do as well, let me know in the comment section. Also, I keep getting comments like this. Keep up the informative news, Adam. This needs to be amplified. If you want to help amplify this pro-democracy message, drop a like, subscribe. Let's go back just 1 second. Great playwright and filmmaker, says Donald Trump. But then, 12 hours ago, he retruthed this. If you click on this post, Lord have mercy, it reads, there is no Joe Biden, executed in 2020. Hashtag Biden clones, doubles, and robotic engineered soulless, mindless entities are what you see. Hashtag Democrats don't know the difference. And this has now over 1.2 thousand likes and 500 reposts because Donald Trump decided to retruth it. Donald Trump's retruth of it has 25,000 likes. This dude is like the QAnon grandmaster. This dude is like the schizo king. He goes and spreads some conspiracy theory, and then in a top-down way, 25,000 people now live in this state of blind delusion where they're putting their hands over their eyes and like thinking that Joe Biden was executed in 2020. This is the president of the United States posting like my QAnon friend from high school. But it continues. He then posted something about Trump's golden age. America's future will not be built with cheap steel from China. He then posts another one. It's beautiful to witness our beloved president. We don't want America to be built with shoddy steel. It's like a propaganda stream. Remember, Tulsi Gabbard, the director of national intelligence, is now trying to find a way to drip feed Donald Trump the news in a Fox News fashion. And I guess that's how he gets his news, through Trump media, through the Trump ecosystem. Here's a little bit of a deep cut, but if you guys remember, back in 2020, in the aftermath of the election, when Trump called Brad Raffensperger, I guess this would have been early 2021, like January 2nd, Trump calls Brad Raffensperger and tries to get him to overthrow the results of the election in Georgia. Raffensperger says no, there is no evidence of proof. There's a point in the call where Brad Raffensperger asks Donald Trump, "Where are you getting this? Where are you hearing these things?" And Trump says, "Trump media." Brad Raffensperger goes, "You mean like Fox News or like that?" Trump goes, no, Trump media, which kind of gives the impression that Trump has created this bubble around him with no walls to reality test. He can't test his reality in any way, even as the president of the United States. So now he's diving deeper and deeper into these straight up QAnon, schizophrenic conspiracy theories that the president of the United States should not be engaging in. He continues to post, "Trump was right about everything. What do you mean? Trump said that he was going to end the Russia-Ukraine war on day one, but as a function of his idiocy and his cognitive decline, Putin has only gained more land, more territory, more weaponry. They've recovered, and Ukraine has lost everything. What about Trump saying he was going to lower prices? Nope, we now have Walmart, Target, Amazon, company after company coming out and saying they will have to raise prices because of Trump." This is almost a form of like manic delusion in and of itself. As the president of the United States, the hope is you can have some sort of objective view on the reality around you, like Obama did. President Obama had a great objective view, and Trump has no reality tests whatsoever. He's then talking about Medicaid work requirements in 2026, not 2029. There is him gloating about cutting Medicaid. He also tweets out, "Congratulations to Paul Ingracia, Esquire, on being named the head office of special counsel." Paul Ingracia is a 29-year-old far-right bigot who openly tweets about how he doesn't like Indian people, then becoming the office of the special counsel, who's the person that protects whistleblowers or helps maintain pardons. It's all an absolute mess, and our cognitively declining president is now tweeting about Joe Biden being executed. This is the man who has his finger on the nuclear button, and that is absolutely wild. I want to know what you all think in the comment section below. Personally, I think that Donald Trump is going down this manic rabbit hole, and as the economy begins to quiver, as everything begins to tank, he is going to dig himself deeper and deeper, and we're going to have to be here to push back. So I appreciate everything that you guys have done. A quick moment of gratitude for everybody that clicks on my videos and spends even a second with me every day. I appreciate it more than you know. And I'm incredibly grateful I get to spend time with you all as well. Drop a like, subscribe. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.